a new kitten nursery and rescue. Started up last year. Catherine and Linda are with us to talk about the Woodstock Kitten Nursery and Rescue. And Catherine, can you tell us a little bit about how the nursery came to be?
It was founded basically by myself. I retired in 2019 in February, and I had been fostering for quite a while, and I couldn't decide what I wanted to do. I knew I loved animals, and I saw the need growing out there for people to take care of the mamas and the babies. It seemed to be a big issue. And I thought that, you know, if we could take care of that one sector of the feline population, that would help quite a bit. So I started it in my basement. My partner is a builder, so he did all the renovations. And we basically turned our basement into a kitten and mama cat nursery.
And how many do you have in your care right now, or even with all the people that are, you know, helping foster right now?
Well, it's the beginning of the kitten season.
Mm-hmm.
So last year we didn't have any till June. This year we have 5 mamas already. And 3 of the mamas have had their babies. And we have 2 pregnant moms waiting to have their babies. And they're basically in our home because we're building a new nursery. We've moved. We've got a bigger property with a big shop that we're renovating to be the new nursery. So they are taking up space in our bedrooms and our home and our bathrooms right now.
Oftentimes in the community, people will see, you know, a stray cat, maybe kittens and that type of thing. How does somebody know when it's time to call, an agency like a group like yours, the Woodstock Kitten Nursery and Rescue?
Well, that's a big thing, because a lot of people will see kittens alone in a nest.
Mm-hmm.
And call right away or take them home right away thinking that they need to be rescued. But it's often the fact that the mom is out hunting for food for the babies or herself. So the best way to tell if we need to be called is if how the kittens look. Are they warm? Do they look clean? Are they crying? Other factors, how's the nest look? But basically, if they're warm and quiet and they look healthy, then the mom is probably just out hunting. So you're better off to leave the kittens in the nest, wait a few hours for mom to come back, and then give us a call at that point. That way we can come and get the mom and the babies as well. We'll trap them all and bring them in. Other than that, if the kittens seem to be in distress in any way, it's good to get them into a rescue as soon as possible.
We're speaking with Catherine Black and Linda Taylor from the Woodstock Kitten Nursery and Rescue, and you were mentioning that you've got a number in care. I imagine you've got some up for adoption. Linda, can you speak a little bit about the adoption process if people are interested?
Certainly. Our adoption process is actually explained very well on our website. But basically, the kittens that are available can be found on our website and on Pet Finder. Anyone who's interested in adopting a kitten is directed to fill out a viewing form to set up an appointment to come in and meet the kitten or cat. After viewing them, if they wish to proceed with adoption, they would then go to the website to fill out and adopt an adoption application. It's always our goal to match the animal with the best possible home, and we do give priority to people who are willing to adopt bonded pairs.
Mm.
So once an adopter is chosen, we contact them via email or text message with the news that they have been chosen to adopt that animal. At that time, we ask for payment and completion of the adoption agreement, which they bring with them on the pickup date.
Yeah, we'll check out the Woodstock kittennursery.com website for some more details on that. I would imagine that it takes an awful lot of volunteers, a lot of fosters to help out, and that you're always looking for more. How can people, you know, put their hand up and say, I'd like to foster, or maybe even help out with kitten food, that type of thing?
Yeah, we have a lot of great donors and supporters. So yeah, we get fosters. It's a crazy time because of COVID. So we had fosters last year that were able to foster because they were working from home.
Right.
And now are unable to foster because all of a sudden they're back to work. So we're constantly looking for fosters, and it's a changing dynamic out there. So it's a little bit more difficult than usual to find fosters and volunteers because of the uncertainty that everybody's going through right now. But we always welcome it. We have volunteer sessions every couple weeks on the weekend. People can come and learn about what to expect when they're volunteering or fostering with us. And it gives them a better idea whether or not it's something they would like to do. We're building the nursery currently, and we could certainly use donations towards the Tiny Paws Nursery Building Fund, as well as volunteers to come out and do some labor, some cleanup, or anything that they could, anytime they can volunteer would be great.
And you can find out more details at WoodstockKittenNursery.com. That's the website. Our thanks to Catherine and Linda for joining us today.